You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you guys for all the emails and all the texts and tweets and Facebook messages. Sorry, sore throat's gone, but now it's a cough, and the more you cough, the more the throat hurts. So I still feel like crap, but, okay, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade, right? I guess we're going to be talking about coughs today, and what are some good home remedies for coughs? I know my trucker Bill is probably out there unless he doesn't work on a Friday. So I'm sure he'll probably tell me to hit some acupressure point, which is good. I mean, as long as it's not in an erogenous zone, I have no problem putting any pressure on acupressure points while I'm on air. So that's good. So why can't it be about me? Listen, I talk about all your guys' stuff all the time, right? Vitamin B, prostate. Why can't I do a show all about my problems? Why not? Why can't I ask you guys for advice? You know, doctors actually learn a lot from their patients. We do. We may not yet let you know or let you in on the secret, but I can't tell you how many times, you know, a patient comes in with all these symptoms and you're like, oh, I don't know what the hell's going on here. And they go, well, do you think it could be a gluten sensitivity? And you're like, oh, thank God, I was about to order a CAT scan for diverticulitis. Yes, I absolutely, gluten, good thought. You know, or, I don't know. So, you know, I have no problem asking my patients for help. And, one of you always will bring up Vicodin. I'm sure that same person is going to bring up Vicodin again for cough. True, narcotics do help coughs, but no, I don't take Vicodin. I need some natural remedies for my cough. We're going to be talking about natural remedies and see what you guys have to say. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're also going to talk about the House has passed a stopgap on preventing a government shutdown and a ruling to hopefully defund Obamacare. Now, I say hopefully very cautiously because the longer we let Obamacare draw out, I think the more trouble we're going to be in. You know, if Obamacare is the law of the land and we're going to have to deal with it, I almost would rather have the market correction and us already, you know, have the, you know, if the storm is coming, just let the storm come and then let us regroup as opposed to trying to hold the storm at bay. But if we are successfully able to maintain a defunding of it, maybe we don't have to deal with Obamacare. The problem is so much of the damage was already done that, I don't know, you know, and we'll discuss that if, this can actually help us or hurt us. We're going to talk about a study. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got to be careful coughing because I need to cross my legs first so I don't pee on myself when I cough. Okay. Yeah. Try to hold off that cough long enough to get my legs crossed. 30-minute exercise. Am I being too honest? 30-minute exercise has been found to be more effective against obesity than an intense one-hour workout. So is less exercise better? We'll talk about why. Then, let me see, we also have, I guess, food stamps. $4 billion the House has cut from our food stamp program. I definitely want to talk about that. And we have a woman who posted Facebooks of her weightlifting a barbell, not dumbbell, but barbell, right? While she was in her last month of pregnancy. Can you lift weights, 100, 150 pounds like that, free weights? Can you bench press while pregnant? What kind of risk could she possibly be doing to her baby if there's any risk at all? And then if we have time, sorry, if I don't have to run to the bathroom to change my underwear from coughing so much, they say that statins that we use to lower cholesterol could increase your risk of developing cataracts. This is why I tell you to take your cholesterol medicine orally and not stick it in your eye. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, remedies for cough. Now, do you guys understand why you cough? We don't care. All right, no, we need to talk about it. Okay, your cough is a reflex, okay? And what it does is it gets produced when we have irritation. Now, maybe a little tiny bitty bacteria or a little bitty virus or who knows, a paramecium, I don't know, decides to fall into your lung lining. That in and of itself would not probably make you cough. But the inflammatory response that happens when they see said bacteria or said virus, etc., causes an inflammation of the lining that will then cause a reflex. Now, we can expel stuff coming from a cough, I guess, to the rate of 100, 120 miles an hour. People have actually measured that. So when you cough, it really spews out. So lifting up your shirt and trying to cough through your shirt, it doesn't really, I think, hold back everything. I still think things can get out there. So what can we use for cough to calm that reflex down? Now, sometimes you don't want to calm it down. If your body wants to get the crap out, let the body get the crap out. Again, it's a defense mechanism. The problem with coughs is it dries you out. Your mouth is open. You lose a lot of fluid when you cough because there's water in your respirations. Not to mention, it can make your throat sore. And like I said, some of us pee on ourselves. And, you know, when you're trying to work or, you know, when you're in a studio and obviously the chair you didn't bring it from home, that could actually get you fired. And some people even fart when they cough, right, because it's that Valsalva. Right? Have you ever done that? Have you ever done that where you toot when you cough, but you have no idea if anybody heard it, right, because the noise from the cough obscured any other sound, but you knew you tooted? And then you're like, well, what do? Do I ask the person next to me if they heard the fart, or do I pretend like it never happened? That, we've got to come up with a name for that. I don't know what we would call that. But anyway, when we come back from break, what are your cough remedies? What do you use for cough and to prevent cough? We are not entertaining any Vicodin answers, anything but Vicodin. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yes, I'm getting free medical advice. Why not? 1-877-362-3254. Don't go away.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. You can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so, you know, we talk about coughs a lot. When it's a cough cold season, it's a little early for flu season right now, although I hope you're getting your flu shots if you qualify for them and you don't have any allergies to them. Notice how I always have to do that disclaimer. Dr. Dahlia told me to get a flu shot, and then I got sick. Okay, fine. Just talk to your doctor about it, but, you know, flu shots, not a bad idea, okay, if we're trying to prevent the flu. And, you know, we've talked about different types of coughs. You got the dry cough. You got the juicy cough. You got the cough that's the best type of cough. My favorite type of cough is an encapsulated wet cough with a dry outing, kind of like a seared filet, right? You guys know what I'm talking about? Where you cough and you feel the glob come up, get into your throat. A lot of times you swallow it before you have a chance to spit it out, and you feel like you're done. Those are the best coughs because you're done. The dry cough that a lot of us get either with asthma or those ACE inhibitors, many of you will come in saying you have a dry cough. I've told you guys that, you know, one class of blood pressure medication, the ACE inhibitors that have benazepril, zestril, lisinopril, captopril, I'm interchanging brand names and generics, anything that ends in ill, those those things could make you ill with a dry cough, okay? Dry cough. Those are annoying coughs. You always feel like you gotta clear your throat. It's because of the bradykinin release with the medication that causes these bradykinins that can cause this reflex. But those of you with the juicier, wet cough, to me that means you have chronic inflammation. So if you have chronic inflammation and that's why you're coming up with this, then somebody needs to figure out why. Is it because of bacteria, viral, tuberculosis, who knows, disseminated gonorrhea, I don't know, okay? But the encapsulated type of coughs where it kind of is dry on the outside, juicy on the inside, and you can get it in one nice big ball and get it out of the lungs, those are the best coughs. Now, some of you will notice that when you cough, you're going to cough more. Why is that? Well, because you're irritating other aspects of your bronchial tree. So, like, for example, I did a big, juicy, spit-out-a-lung type of cough just a couple minutes ago on my break. I thought I would be done for the next few minutes, and now I got this tickle in the back of the throat. You know what I'm talking about? Because why? Because that big cough must have had, I don't know, some sort of knives or spears in its hands as it came out. And so now I feel like all, yeah. So you know what I'm talking about. So, okay, let's talk about cough remedies. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Over the break, one of you wanted me to talk about alcohol and coughs. I know, yeah, we always have our token alcoholic listening. But good for them, because they're right. They're right. Cough will be suppressed by alcohol. Cough syrups in the olden days had alcohol. Then they realized that you could, you know, have non-alcoholic versions, and you could also have, put codeine and hydrocodone in the cough, narcotics. And, we start to see less alcohol in these cough syrups. Okay? And, you know, people weren't really taking a teaspoon. By the way, there's a big difference between a teaspoon and a tablespoon, right? You know, I never wanted to buy teaspoons in my house because you really can't get a big, juicy spoonful of ice cream with a teaspoon. You can't get a lot of cereal and Lucky Charms on a teaspoon, so we only have big spoons. The problem is when you give medicine, you can't really guesstimate it on a tablespoon. Some of you may think you can. You need a little teaspoon. Teaspoon is supposed to be 5 cc's. And how you do it is you make sure you have that little, you know, how there's like a little meniscus or whatever, there's that little, it's more, not cylindrical, more, I don't know what the hell it is. You know, okay, it ends up being 5 cc's. There. All right, so, many of you don't have teaspoons in the house, and so instead you grab the cough syrup, and then you take a swig. Well, a swig could be about 10 cc's, not to mention now you got your backwash in there and you ruin it for the whole family. So make sure you have some teaspoons, but alcohol, yes. Alcohol does suppress the cough system. The problem is, okay, this is why we don't recommend alcohol for coughs, is alcohol could also increase reflux, increase gastric irritation. And many of you that have a non-infectious cough, and it's not because of your blood pressure medication, could be having a cough due to your reflux, which is where I think this all started with me, where I was waking up with all this crap in my lungs, which I think happened from acid. So, I don't want you drinking alcohol because then you won't really get as good a sleep and you could have some reflux. Get that? Okay. So I found a real interesting website here. It's called commonsensehome.com. And I thought Common Sense, it was going to be a, you know, website on on Obamacare and you know, it's lack of sense. But no, it actually had remedies for cough, so that was kind of nice. So one thing they suggest is some honey and some cinnamon. That seems to quiet the cough. Now mind you, when you have a cough in your house, I have never seen such a rally for my family members to help me when I have a cough. Yet if I have a sore throat and I have difficulty talking, nobody is there to lift a finger to help. You guys notice that? When mama has a sore throat, has some laryngitis, can't talk, all of a sudden there's no spoons around, the medicine is missing, nobody knows where anything is, and mama's left to walk around the house whispering, right? No help at all. Yet when you have a loud, juicy, nasty cough, everybody is there to help, even the neighbors. Why is that? I don't get that. Okay, so lemon. Lemon, because of the citrus, could possibly help with the phlegm. I'm not really sure too much about why, you know, is it the acidic nature? Is it the juice in there? But the reason why we usually use a little bit of lemonade or lemon juice, my problem is I don't use regular lemon. I'll get the sugary lemonade. Sugar does not help. They're also talking about elderberry syrup. I don't live in an area where there's elderberries. We have a lot of elders here, but no elderberry. Okay, not too sure what an elderberry looks like. Maybe it looks like an enlarged prostate. Not too sure. Shrinked up ovary, right? But I'm almost at the age where I would be probably needing elderberries. So it's a thought. Of course, hot tea, right? You know, you have a little bit of the vasodilation with the heat. Sometimes the vasodilation helps decrease some of the pressure that you're having. I don't like the taste of tea. I never have. I'm not going to drink it. Now, next, they talk about slippery elm. I'm not sure what that is. I hope I'm not mixing this up with some porn site. But for those of you that have some slippery elm at home, please keep that to yourselves and don't let the kids look at it. Next, this is a website that I guess talks about a lot of herbals. They say that there are certain herbal cough syrups out there. All right. I guess many of these herbal cough syrups have some like thyme in there, right? It looks like thyme, but it's thyme, that kind of thing. Honey. I could go with that. One of you had brought up Ricola. Ricola. I have never put a Ricola in my mouth, right? But I got to tell you, if it could help with my singing, I would do that. Peppermint actually helps. What I notice, and let me also throw out there some Tabasco. Whenever you start to go a little bit more spicy or a little bit more minty, it clears up your sinuses. Probably because of the vasoconstriction. So that's good. My problem with peppermint is I can't just eat peppermint unless it's completely coated in chocolate. And chocolate and sugar does not help for coughs. Steam. Last night in the middle of the night, I was waking up. I couldn't sleep, so I took a steam shower. That gave me a good 45 seconds of relief. Steam, okay? Only 45 seconds, but it does help. Now, what's interesting is we think we just have to go to heat, but sometimes cool air helps. Many of you have asked me, Dr. Dahlia, should I have a cool mist humidifier or should I do a warm humidifier? I live in the desert in Las Vegas, so for me, I would say cool mist. Okay, and then make sure you always wash it out so you don't get mold in there, et cetera. Same thing with heat. But sometimes the cool helps. Even though asthmatics may have a problem with cold air, for some of us it could help. Then, okay, here they talk about booze. Okay, we know that. Milk and butter. I love butter. Oh, here we go. Chinese hot mustard, wasabi, or horseradish. Okay, again, it's the spicy foods that could help. So for those of you with a cough, I do empathize with you because I'm not feeling that well today and I have a cough. Just remember, cross your legs so you don't have any accidents. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, onion cough syrup. I've never heard of that. What's onion cough syrup? Oh, Vicks. You know something about Vicks? Okay. Vicks, this is interesting. There was a study where they put Vicks on little kids' feet under their socks before they went to sleep, and it stopped the cough. There must be something you're absorbing with the Vicks. That's some cool stuff. Vicks on the feet. It works. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and a gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a Kids Corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Hooties, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity. There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so House Republicans have advanced a bill this morning that is going to continue funding the government. I know we always worry about a shutdown. This always makes everybody panic. And they're like, oh, the government's going to shut down. Oh, no, and this always happens. And, I mean, it's to me, it's pretty annoying. But the reason why we have these problems is because we don't have the money to fund everything that the government wants to spend on. Right? If the latest statistic is 50% of our country is paying taxes and the other 50% isn't, then of course we don't have the money coming in. I mean, we don't have the money. There's no way. And as more and more people are requiring food stamps, unemployment benefits, student loan help, etc. We're finding ourselves in this process. So many people think politically Republicans are taking advantage by defunding Obamacare. Other people are thinking, well, wait a second. I mean, if we don't have the money, why are we taking on something that's unpopular that doesn't make sense? So apparently a long party line vote, 228 Republicans and two Democrats voted in favor of a passage to avoid the government shutdown and defund Obamacare. 188 Democrats and one Republican were opposed. Now, of course, everybody seemed to be happy. Not everybody, right? Republicans seem to be happy. My guess is the Senate is going to throw this out. You know, and when people look at the stalemate in Washington, they seem to blame the right more than the left with the stalemate. Republicans pass these bills. We're spending money for our legislators to be there to pass these bills, but then the bills get turned down. So if the Senate doesn't approve it, it has to go back to the drawing board. So I have no idea. We know the Senate does not want to defund Obamacare. All right. The Senate also doesn't want the government to shut down. But what they're going to do is they're going to send it back to the House saying, sorry, you got to come up with something else. Now, apparently, what this bill did is it allocated $986 billion to keep the government afloat through December 15th. Now, I'm sick of this. And I'm sure you all are too. And a move to defund Obamacare, even though it makes sense, it's not going to fly. And my only worry is, are we wasting time? Are we delaying the inevitable? Or is this exactly the course of action we need to take? Okay, hold on one second. I have a little issue with one of the doors in my studio. Hold on. Well, look how patient you all are. Thank you. Okay, so Obamacare is the law of the land. The Supreme Court decides to fine tweak it such that it is constitutional, saying, look, if you guys make it a tax, you got this one. Okay? It's unconstitutional the way it's written. Make it a tax and you're good. So we got the law of the land. We got the Supreme Court okaying it, making it work, making it happen. Right? And so then we're hoping that Congress can fight this as long as it can. Are we doing ourselves a disservice fighting Obamacare? Okay, and you all know I'm not a fan of it. I think Obamacare has really hurt our economy, made things very stagnant, slowed down job growth. My patients that are getting jobs at part-time. Okay, insurance skyrocketed, and we still don't see cheap insurance. I know the healthcare exchanges are supposed to come on board soon. I don't see how anybody's going to be getting health insurance for $50 a month, $100 a month. Not to mention now telling people they could wait until they're sick because health insurance has to cover pre-existing. Even though I think that's super cool that they cover pre-existing, now you don't really have healthy people opting to put money in the system. They'd rather take the tax than put hundreds of dollars into insurance each month. I mean, it's cheaper. So it's a complete cluster. Okay, but remember, and we've talked about this many times on the show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If government has already promised everybody health care, and if they don't deliver, okay, integrating the private market, then they are going to try to deliver as a single-payer government plan. And if Obamacare fails, it's a win for the current administration, because now they get to come in with public option, or they get to come in putting everybody on Medicaid. Okay? And when government gets to control health care, they get to control costs. And the more the government has control, the less better it is for us. Now, for some people that don't have health insurance, they may say that's great. Okay? No matter what our income, no matter what type of effort we're putting towards finding a job or our inability to find a job, etc., we're covered. That's nice. It's really nice. I would love to be in a country that provides health care for all. I think that's great. But do I want the government controlling it? Oh, hell no. Hell no. You know, and I told you, one of the biggest roots of our problem, right, with health care is it wasn't so much people getting health care as it was people keeping it. Our health care system is dependent on our employers paying for your health insurance. If you lose your employer or lose your job, like many of us did in 2008, 2009, you lost your insurance. Why the hell is our insurance dependent on the job? So Obamacare says, well, you know what we'll do? We'll force you to buy health insurance. We'll force by saying, if you don't buy it, you'll get taxed. Well, people know their math. If it's cheaper to pay the $700-$800 tax, $600 tax, whatever it comes to, right, that's a hell of a lot cheaper than spending $700 a month on health insurance that has a $2,500 deductible. So, you know, if we can't figure this out and get health insurance cheaper and cut health care costs, government's going to say, to heck with it, we're taking over. So, defunding Obamacare, is that good? Maybe for the short term, okay? You know, yeah, maybe it makes the Washington administration look a little inept. You know, maybe it does save us on our budget. You know, defunding Obamacare is probably the only thing that Republicans can do to stall, right, Obamacare from taking over. The problem is all it takes is Hillary getting into power and a Democratic-controlled Congress, and boom, they're funding Obamacare again. And I want, by the time Obama is out of office, our economy better. I don't want to think that Obama's going to leave office, and then all of a sudden, then we're going to be dealing with Obamacare again, and then, boom, we're going to be back into an economic rut. I want this economy to improve. So, in theory, should we let Obamacare go through, let the cluster that it is happen, and then we correct itself, okay? Let the country see that it didn't work, that it was a complete mess, have private companies figure out what they need to know to make this work. There'll be a demand. They could come in with hopefully a decent supply. We come up with some other solution. And while everybody's kind of going, okay, well, I guess Obamacare failed, and I guess, you know, maybe government doesn't really know what the hell they're doing, hopefully private market could step in. Problem is private market may not know how to do this. Maybe, like I've said on the show multiple times, maybe there's no way to give cheap health care. Maybe our illnesses are just too damn expensive that there is no way. Maybe us defying death by getting cardiac stents, by going through cardiac rehab, by us having our tumors cut out, by us having radiation treatment or chemotherapy treatment, maybe us defying nature is why our healthcare system is going broke. Now, of course, that's why you're starting to see these recommendations to maybe hold off or hold back screening. Maybe let's not find the cancer. Maybe let's not treat all the cancers. Well, we don't want that. We're too smart for that. Who is going to volunteer to not let their cancer get treated? Oh, it's okay. It's only prostate cancer. Oh, it's okay. It's only thyroid cancer. You can let that sit and brew for a while. No, you can't. Cancer is chaotic. Don't call it cancer if you can predict it, okay? So, you know, yeah, this may go through. Who knows? Maybe the Senate will say, fine, to hell with it. We'll defund Obamacare and move on. We got too much of a growing problem. We got too many people expecting health care. We have states now that are going to be expanding Medicaid that may not have the money for it. If government is defunding that part and doesn't give states their money for Medicaid, well, like I said, the Obamacare cluster already kind of happened. Let's just finish it, just finish the pain, finish the punishment, and then regroup. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes, for today's modern smoker.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALLIE, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Trucker Mike wants me to comment on the VA system and the criticism they're getting. You know, I have to admit, I haven't really watched the news too much in the last 24 hours because I haven't been feeling well, but I did see some headlines that the VA system has been under fire because of the backlog of cases and some delay in care. That was a headline, though. I can't confirm that that's what's going on. Many of my VA patients, and for those of you that use a VA system, I'd love to hear your opinion on it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What I've heard recently from my own patients is that the VA system has improved exponentially. Whereas years ago, it was almost impossible to get in. The wait time, you know, was long, and that's why many of my veterans went to a civilian doctor, because they couldn't get into the VA system, and they would just pay cash or use, you know, whatever insurance they had. But I'm hearing now, I mean, especially in Las Vegas, you know, our VA clinics are phenomenal. And so, you know, I will kind of over the weekend, you know, read up on what's been a concern. The other thing though, that I think they may be referring to is what might have happened with, the Navy Yard shooter, Aaron Alexis. From what we understand, that there's been a lot of talk of post-traumatic stress disorder, where Aaron Alexis, the shooter of the Navy Yard massacre that happened on Monday, had claimed he had post-traumatic stress disorder from watching the World Trade Center towers live while he was in New York fall during the September 11th attack in 2001. And from what we understand, that many veterans have administrative and medical delays, and that to get treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder, it could take months. Again, I can't confirm that. You know, none of my patients from the VA have told me recently that they've had month-long waits. But, I mean, I think, you know, there's average wait time for civilian doctors that long as well. I hope they're not blaming the VA system for what happened with Aaron Alexis. We need to be very, very careful where we lay the blame, okay? Would post-traumatic stress disorder cause a person to plan an attack like this, bringing a gun in a gym bag into the Navy Yard and then start shooting random innocent people? I mean, is post-traumatic stress disorder really his diagnosis? Okay, you know, I'm thinking he had some sort of psychosis. And, you know, with post-traumatic stress disorder, one of the signs or symptoms of it is you have some difficulty controlling your fear, controlling your emotions when it comes up to a subject, okay, that could possibly bring you back to when you were traumatized. So, for example, somebody with post-traumatic stress disorder who was in a car accident may not want to drive again. Somebody who was involved in a rape may not want to leave the house, may not want to engage in a casual date, or in the middle of some sort of romantic interlude, freak out and run away. I mean, post-traumatic stress disorder can manifest in a variety of ways. Post-traumatic stress disorder, by definition, should not cause a person to plan a killing, okay, of innocent people to the degree that he did, and to quietly sneak on and then start, you know, I think relating the Navy Yard shooter, Aaron Alexis, to the post-traumatic stress disorder diagnosis could hurt a lot of you out there that have been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, because you guys wouldn't harm a little fly. So, but remember, you know, whenever we're grieving as a country and whenever we're in shock, we immediately try to intellectualize and try to figure out what could be the basis behind this, and then concentrate on that. Well, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder is something that does need a lot of attention, but we need to be extremely careful blaming that. If this guy was hearing voices, if he was having trouble sleeping, downing alcohol to help him cope, right, having issues with some of his personal relationships, yeah, post-traumatic stress disorder could be a part of it, but he might have had an underlying diagnosis that wasn't diagnosed. Now, let's say I was diagnosed. Let's say he had schizophrenia. And many of my schizophrenic patients are the most good-natured, mild-tempered, you know, people around. Maybe that should have been diagnosed. But if so, would that have caused him to do this? Okay, what if we are completely missing the boat and there is a diagnosis called I don't know, effed up syndrome, okay? Where somebody is just messed up to the point that he will do incalculable things to their fellow humans. And we're trying to say, well, you know, he has a DSM diagnosis of bipolar or a diagnosis of depression or anxiety. Maybe we're doing this wrong. Maybe we're trying to look at the psychiatric Bible, and instead, what we need to be doing is just saying you have somebody that is just messed up in the head and doesn't have a true diagnosis. Okay? This way we don't have to fear insulting anybody that has a true diagnosis. These are people that struggle with mental issues, mental disorders, but then they won't get lumped in with assassins. Now, nobody will want to do that. Nobody will say, look, I just think you're messed up. Okay? Nobody will do that because it's not politically correct. Maybe they'll lose their license. Maybe they'll get sued. Nobody will do that. But maybe that's what we need is a little bit more guts, a little bit more cojones. If there is somebody that really doesn't fall under a psychiatric diagnosis, but they are just completely effed up, okay, and I don't want to use the term, but you know what I'm trying to say. These are the people that we need to identify and say, look, I don't know what you're capable of. And I want to make sure that any of these thoughts that you could have or you're telling us you're not having, but we think you're capable of, we can control. Now, nobody's going to do that because you're going to have non-blanked people, right, being then detained going, wait a second, what are you doing here? Why are you holding me up? But I think there's a way to figure this out. Somebody who just completely goes off the handle with no rhyme or reason. Yeah, some of them may be diagnosed with bipolar, but many of my bipolar patients still wouldn't kill. One of these days, we have to put all this political correctness aside and go, okay, look, we have somebody that could go berserk at any time. And if we are too busy as healthcare professionals or too worried about what society thinks to actually make that move, make that gesture to decide, you know, to make that assessment on somebody, yeah, these things are going to happen. What if with James Holmes, his doctor, Lynn Fenton, what if she, we know she got the heebie-jeebies, we know, but what if she actually took it to the next level and said, look, okay, and it doesn't even have to be on the record, I am really freaked out by this person. Every fiber in my body is telling me that something is wrong. If she would have done that, okay, and she would have called the police immediately. Now, she told campus police. Again, she did it politically correct. Something's not right. Something, you know, and she did what she was supposed to. But what if she did above and beyond what we as heroes should have done? Okay, I as Superman am going to put a stop to this. Something is not right. Okay, maybe the Aurora, Colorado shooting wouldn't have happened. Now, I'm not blaming her for that, but I'm blaming our system for it being so soft that we're afraid to stand up and go, this guy gives me the heebie-jeebies. Lock him up until we can figure out what the hell is going on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that laws have been passed that would allow the federal government to pick you up unknown to others, without legal advice, be held indefinitely, no one knowing where you can be located? The United States is fast becoming a dictatorship with no opposition. Another law that's making its way out of committee would revoke your citizenship even if they accuse you of being a terrorist. Is this what Americans want? Dictatorship? We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.